Hello everyone, welcome to WordPress Plugins A to Z. This is a pre-warning. There's a minor audio issue for the first 7 minutes. It goes loud and soft, so if you want to just leave it at soft, it'll play just perfect and all of a sudden the sound will be fine. But otherwise, don't crank it too loud for the soft, otherwise it'll blow your ears out for the others. But about minute 7, you can skip ahead to that, and the sound is perfect for the rest of the show, which includes all the plugins. It's just our rambling thoughts at the beginning and a little bit of customer feedback. So, just a fair warning. Sorry about the audio.
It's episode 120, and we've got plugins for Kindle and Twitter integration, inline-related posts, hidden user content, and a splash page plugin that you have to see to believe. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everybody today.
And we've got a pile of stuff for you on the show today, and just a couple of quick notes, of course, as usual. Don't forget, you can get the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com, and you can head over and review us over at the iTunes store, or if you're listening on Stitcher, just hit that little thumbs up in the button. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. And any review that you can spend a few minutes of time on and go to iTunes and review us, it definitely helps. I know that in the last month we've gotten a few reviews and that's helped us in the rankings. So anybody that can help continue that trend for us, we would greatly appreciate it.
All right. And of course, a little bit of self-promotion for ourselves, because we like to let folks know we do earn a living working with WordPress aside from providing this great content to you. I myself, if you are looking for some emergency WordPress support, you've broke your site, white screen of death, any of that items going on, you can reach me on my website at wppro.ca/emergency, or if you need some quick help and you want to pick up the phone, you can call me 818-850-7729.
And you can reach me for phone consultations by going to my website, marcuscouch.com/call. If you need help with WordPress, podcasting, SEO, or just general internet marketing help, I can certainly help you by going to marcuscouch.com/call. And also, just because of my long relationship with GoDaddy, I've got a great promo code. I know that some of the listeners to the show have already taken advantage of. If you want to donate, or if you want to actually get a domain name for $2.49, you can just type in the code Marcus249. And that's a one-time usage code, so it's one per person. But I've done it. I know a couple other people I know have gotten this domain for $249. So be sure and get yours before the time runs out on it. So GoDaddy.com, code Marcus249.
Excellent. That's a good deal. So one other thing I'd like to mention, we had a contact from a great listener out there, and it comes from Jim Morrison, who sent us some samples of some website development agreements, and he offers these forms up, and they're really great. There's also some pre-made Gravity forms where you just import them right into your Gravity Forms plugin, and poof, you automatically have the form. You just got to tweak it a little for your own specific usage. And it's a great set of questionnaires he offers up for sale, and we got a link to his website at dlimewebsiteservices.com. So check out that link, go to it, and this isn't an affiliate link, folks, and I've downloaded and tested the forms. I found them to be very nice and useful for my own business. So check them out. It's Jim Morrison from dlimewebsiteservices.com. Check out these forms.
All right. That's handy to have, I'll tell you. Especially, I've got an old website agreement that I have some of my clients sign, so this is something I'm going to definitely check out. Maybe it's time for a good update of my
of my contracts and my agreements.
Well, the one thing I found useful in them is a bunch of questions to ask your clients when you're prepping up for the development. Like, don't forget to ask them for this information or that information. It's some similar along the forms that I've been working on developing for quite some time, so that I don't forget to ask certain questions I need. So I don't all of a sudden go, oh, I forgot to get the FTP info. Damn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good information to have, definitely. So check out our show notes and you'll see the link right to that.
Yeah. All right. And we do have some listener feedback for you this week. And first off, we have a question from Gary at controlyourwebsite.co.uk, who was looking for some plugins to make a PDF file. And I have a couple of suggestions for you, Gary. I know I sent back and talked to you via email, but here are the suggestions for the rest of our listeners out there. You can check out a plugin called PDF 24 Post to PDF or Print Friendly. There's a couple of links in the show notes to those, so you can go check those out.
All right.
What do we got next?
Next is Sid has got a voicemail that he's left us via SpeakPipe.
All right, take it away, Sid.
Hey guys, it's Sid in Waterloo. Just want to give you a quick shout out. Thanks for putting on such an awesome show. Definitely saves us some time when it comes to checking out new plugins. And just want to also say thank you for giving that shout out regarding the GoDaddy discount, because that was a really good deal. Never seen it that good on GoDaddy, so thank you very much for sharing. I just scooped one up, had a project, and it worked out great. So again, thanks for putting on a great show and the hard work that goes into that, and thanks for the shout out on that GoDaddy coupon. So anyways, that's it. Cheers. Keep up the great work. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Sid. Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, I'm glad we had something for you, Sid. We appreciate it. Thanks for the great feedback. Any great feedback is always appreciated.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else? I think that's it. Go into the...
Yeah. World of WordPress news. I think the only thing that really has come about since our last show is Beta 3.6 is out.
Oh, and when did they drop that? I must have missed it.
Just a day or two. 3.6 beta. So it looks like we're getting pretty close. And I would say maybe end of the month might get that new version out.
What do we add? May? Yeah, middle of June.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, I think it's time for some plugins. Let's get to the meat of the show.
All right. Off we go. All right. I've got a few basic plugins this week. Mainly come about through some development I've been doing. And the first one here was sent to me by a client who wanted to see it on his website. And what it is it's a way to integrate Kindle into your website. And it's a great simple little plugin that allows someone to click a button and send their page of your website to their Kindle device, so they could read it on their Kindle later if that's what they so desire. And you never know what people will read or where they'll read it, so this seemed like a pretty good idea. So we installed it. It's a pretty straightforward plugin. You just install it, activate it. The biggest problem I found with it was that you're limited with the button. It only gives you two choices in it. Changing the colors of it a little bit of a pain. Plus, getting it to sit where you want it to sit, it only wants to sit above or below the post. And moving it around is a bit difficult at this time. Hopefully they'll change and update that, and I won't have to put as much work into it next time. But all in all, pretty great little plugin if you like Kindle. And I give it a 3 Dragon rating. It's called Send to Kindle.
Very nice. Very nice. I still have the Kindle One, the very first one.
Yeah, a friend of mine had one till her daughter decided to break it for her, so her daughter had to buy her a new one.
There you go.
She likes the new one better.
Not bad. Well, I have a very cool plugin that I used for a project that I'm working on. This one is probably one of the coolest plugins that I've seen in a while. It's called WP Splash Page, and we all know what a splash page is, and even if you don't, it's basically that kind of intro screen that you get before the actual website comes up. So a WP Splash Page is... The people who were making this plugin used their brain. It is basically a splash page that you can set up just with the plugin. You can choose your text color, background color, images, things like that. Where this could come in handy is things like age validation, You know, user agreements, terms, and things like that. Okay, well, you can use this site, but you have to agree that this is this and this, and you know, you've got content that may be, you know, age appropriate or things like that. So this helps do that. And basically, I like this for one other reason, and that is because it knows if a robot is actually trying to crawl your site, it will not display the splash page. It goes right to the main page. I tested that out myself with a robot simulator, and it actually worked. It has mobile device detection, so it scales itself in a responsive way, and you can actually use a full page background video on the splash page as well.
Nice.
So it's really one of these kinds of plugins that you've kind of been hoping for a long time, but it's finally come out. So what choice do I have? I rated this one a 5 out of 5, WP Splash Page.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It does look like it can be useful, especially for the age rating thing. I have a website I'll need that on.
Great. Give it a go.
Excellent. Okay, so the next one I've got here is a Twitter integration, and this is called WP to Twitter. And the reason I went looking for it, it seemed I needed to add Twitter integration to a client's site, and my favorite plugin no longer seems to authenticate with Twitter, even though sites that have already authenticated are just fine, but for some reason it will no longer authenticate. So I went searching for a new option to get the same or similar functionality that I had from my other. And this one here offers a nice, great connection to Twitter, as well as several options for tweeting out posts. You can send a post when it's published, or send a post when it's edited and republished. You can also have it send out a tweet when a comment is made on the post, which is something kind of new for me. And this plugin also has a few other advantages to it, but of course this is another one of those freemium plugins, and as I've mentioned, I think I've mentioned before and predicted on this show a year or so ago that there was going to be the rise of the freemium plugins. And it seems I'm running into more and more of them where I get a lot of good useful stuff with the free version, but to get the really good stuff, I got to go pay them $15 or $20. And if you upgrade this one lets all the users on your site, if you've got multiple authors, set their specific Twitter accounts to send out the post for their specific Twitter account. It also allows you to delay send out your tweets and to automatically resend a tweet on a post. In other words, it'll send it out when it publishes, and you want it to resend it a few hours later, it will do that for you. So it's probably one I will look at doing some changeover on some of my sites. And it's a really great little Twitter plugin. Works smoothly, authenticates smoothly. All in all, I'll give it a nice 4 Dragon rating. It's called WP to Twitter.
Very nice. Have you also tried Twitter Tools from Alex Keene?
I haven't used Twitter Tools in a long time. I had problems with them way back, and so I left them and have never been back to visit it.
Okay. It's a great plugin. You might want to give it a shot.
Oh, I know it was, but yeah. Okay. I'll have to look into it again.
Yeah. I've been working on, I let people know a couple weeks ago, I'm working on this kind of BuddyPress, BB Press kind of hybrid site, and the results that I've had have been absolutely fantastic thus far. But here's my dilemma that I needed. I needed to make this BuddyPress site kind of secure so that only people that were logged in could actually see what's in there and that regular people could see nothing. And I wanted to find a way to kind of dummy seed some fake content onto the front page of this just so that in case any robots or spiders or anything like that came in, I wanted them to know that we were a potato store rather than actually the actual usage of the site. So I made a fake potato store, and I used this plugin called User Status Shortcode. And quite simply, this allows you to display different content to your site viewers that are logged in than those that are logged out. So what I did is I made an entire page of, hi, this, you know, we're the Midwest potato store, and you know, here's what we've got. And you only see that when you're logged out. But when you log in, it's just like the secret door. You know, you get all the cool content, all the groups, all the forums, all that. So here's how it works. It has basically a short code. The short code is either user logged in with the content in between, or user logged out with the content in between. And you can do infinite amounts, pages, HTML code, anything like that in between those particular short codes. So I thought it was a really cool plugin. Thought I'd share with everybody here. It's been out about a week or so, and I rate this one a 4 out of 5. It's called User Status Short Code.
Looks like it could be useful.
Yeah, it's a simple little on or off. It works nice.
Okay. And the final one I have today, this one here is for those of you who are trying to find a way to make the scrapers and people who grab snippets of your code work for you. And it's called Append Link on Copy. And the reason this came about is one of my clients, he were doing some redevelopment on his site, and he's been using a third-party service so that when someone grabs a snippet of his articles or grabs the article or whatever, it also brings along the code link back to his website to it. And he was, is there a way we can sort of do this and just keep it on our site and stop using third party? And I said, well, let me look. I remember something. And so I went and found this one, and this one works great. And it's a great way to sort of make those scrapers work for you in a bit. So when they grab that link, that content from your site, it forces a link back to your website. And this puts a link in your website, and not only does it link back to the exact post, or you can have it link back to the main page of the site, it brings along a couple of tags with it. Like if you've tagged your post with a couple of tags like houses or cars or something, it brings along those tags and links back to the archives on those tags for you. So it does a pretty good job of spreading the links around when they take your content and makes them work for you a little bit. I kind of like it. It's a great way to bring that copy along. It's called Append Link on Copy, and I gave it a nice 3 dragon rating.
All right. And so what actually does it include within that link? Just, if I'm trying to just steal text copy and things, it's not going to do anything, right?
Well, if you grab the text, if you just grab like a paragraph of text in the middle of the article, and then when they paste it into their website or whatever, it automatically pastes in with it, links back to the website. Now you could, if they're working hard, they could drop it into a text editor, remove the links, and then paste just the text. But most people just copy and paste. They don't even look at it.
Yeah.
So there's always ways around it in the end, but this one here sort of makes them work for it if they're actually going to work for it.
Yeah. Cool. I will definitely check that one out. Well, I have a related yet another related posts plugin, but it's not that one. This one is called Related Posts by Taxonomy. And basically, this is a plugin that provides both a widget and a short code to display related posts by taxonomies as either links, full posts, or just excerpts. So you can choose from single or multiple taxonomies and search for related posts in multiple post types. So let's just say, for example, John and I have a website and we're talking about, I don't know, red birds, okay? And we have custom post types maybe for birds. We may have categories for different birds, and we may specifically talk about other red birds. Well, this, when you short code this and you actually put the short code and say related post to this post, it actually scans your post and then pulls up everything that you tell it in the filter. So, okay, go ahead and look at my custom post types. Go ahead and look in this category. Go look in there. And you can kind of filter the posts that come out based on the post that you're viewing in the content. So it's a really smart kind of related posts plugin in the sense that the other ones really didn't have that ability. It was just one that would just only search related posts that you had and not some of these other kind of variables in it. Now, I did find it really cool as far as the functionality and when I got it set up, but it did take me a while to learn exactly what it is that they were looking for. And I was not able to, I tried to do filter by user too, but it didn't have that capability. So a good start, needs a little bit more work. So I gave this one a 3 out of 5. It is called Related Posts by Taxonomy.
Nice. It's a nice way to add your related posts to your site.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's all I've got in plugins. Anything else?
No, that's it for the plugins for me too.
All right, well, we do have a little bit of rambling last words, and this section here is kind of new to the show, so it might include little bits and snippets here and there and things that come up from time to time. This one comes up due to an email I gotten from Gary, who we heard from earlier in the show. And he had sent an email, and I'm just going to read some little bits of it. First off, love the podcast. Listen to every episode. He five-starred us on iTunes and thumbs frequently on Stitcher. His feedback, though, is the consistency of the show getting out on time. And it's because, you know, it doesn't always launch on time, and I take full responsibility for that, and I have a litany of excuses, the biggest of which is my family, which gets in the way, and my family always comes before my work and everything else, so because of that, oftentimes I will forget, the show will be ready, the notes will be ready, but what will happen is I'll forget to actually transfer it up to the website and get it launched. And then I'll remember it and go, oh yeah, I need to get that out. So that's my biggest failing in that. And for that, everyone out there, I thoroughly apologize. And I am going to make a thorough effort to take the show notes after a show is recorded, put it up, and have it set to auto-post and see how that goes for me. Because I forget about the auto-post feature in WordPress. You know, that wonderful feature we've mentioned before that is so great. I'm going to set that up and make it work for me the way it's supposed to. So I appreciate your feedback on that, Gary, and for you and all the other listeners that listen to our show regularly and sort of use it as their commute time and listen to us, hey, we will get this show out there for you. I really promise to do that.
Yeah, it is often difficult running a podcast and trying to make sure everything gets out according to plans, but I will remind you too, John. So we'll have a second set of eyes and ears on this.
Just sort of nudge me, kick me, throw me an email. Anyone out there, you know, you can toss me an email. I do actually look at my emails, even if I don't look at Twitter that often. So, yeah. At any rate, we'll just appreciate all you listeners out there. Thanks a lot for all the feedback over the time and the fact that you're still downloading us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I often come in contact both on Twitter and Facebook and other places with people that frequent the show. And it's a great community that we found ourselves in WordPress here. And I've been getting notes from the utmost experts all the way to the person that says, okay, I spent 2 months trying to figure out how to install WordPress. Now what do I do? So we get all kinds as far as feedback, and we love everybody as far as the messages that they give us, whether completely positive and over the moon about the show, or, you know, constructive criticism. We appreciate that too, because that keeps us on our toes. So please do make sure that you provide us feedback either through email or on our website. You can leave us a message and just say how much you like the show, and we'll add you right to the content stream here. So we appreciate any feedback you want to provide us.
Or you can annoy Marcus via Twitter, because he seems to pay attention to it.
Not as often as I should, but I do watch.
All right, well, so just some reminders. Don't forget, go over to iTunes and give us a rating. We'd greatly appreciate it. You got blueberry.com or voa.com to pick us up there. Or if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, which seems to be popular for our show now, hit that little thumbs up. We'd really appreciate it. And you can contact me on my website at johnoverall.com, or if it's an emergency, go to wppro.ca/emergency, or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can reach me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @marcuscouch, and consulting calls, marcuscouch.com/call.
That's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.